We had all seen the streaking lights that evening twice, plunging down and reaching heights and convening at a meeting site, like the type of sci-fi you see on TV at night. I ran toward them wheezing, wasn't breathing right, or believing I was seeing right. Our phones were dead, a woven thread pulled the soul through a hole that led end over end from the solar plexus to the lights overhead. Information coded as an open-ended question or a lesson told instead. And though a trope, we awoke at home in bed. But something was different, something was in us, something beginning, something continuous, something that simmered. Insidious. We don't talk about the lights at night. We don't talk about the lights at night. Something don't feel alright, alright. So we don't talk about the lights at night. We don't talk about the lights at night. No, we don't talk about the lights at night. Something don't feel alright, alright. So we don't talk about the lights at night. We three had changed, it rearranged the way that we were seeing things. Some believed it freed our brains. Either way, we teetered on the brink of being strange. There was an aura of residual energy, a minuscule entity removing all that limits or hinders you mentally. Perhaps they did it intentionally, revisiting through centuries to witness you diminish through physical entropy. We went our separate ways eventually. One went mad, waiting for the lights to return again, burdened by the turbulence, the war within. Another disappeared, I haven't heard from him. Joined a church or became a serviceman. I just sit outside, certain they are circling. We don't talk about the lights at night. We don't talk about the lights at night. Something don't feel alright, alright. So we don't talk about the lights at night. We don't talk about the lights at night. No, we don't talk about the lights at night. Something don't feel alright, alright. So we don't talk about the lights at night.